live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oh, Cambridge 105 Radio, that's the Deep Blue and Water Water. Oh, that gave me all the shivers. Absolutely beautiful. Now, I'm really pleased that Niamh from the Deep Blue is online and on Zoom here. Good morning to you.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Oh,
so
I'm
happy
really,
to be chatting to you.
I'm really well. Lovely to speak to you too. And I'm going to say you're looking a lot more chipper than the last time I saw you, which was a Sunday morning of the Folk Festival. And I think you'd all been having a great night.
Absolutely. I mean, we're a peppermint tea band, but that is a bit of a problem in itself, because if you don't have a fear of hangovers, you can stay up until 6 a.m. at a folk session. You can, but no fear.
Yeah, well, it's brilliant. And I say, you're set at the Den, and then obviously you end up playing around the festival in sort of spontaneous events during that time. You must have had a really good weekend.
It was honestly such an amazing experience, and everyone had told us in advance that Cambridge Folk Festival is going to be one of the best festivals you play, but, you know, they were absolutely right. We just really soaked up the atmosphere. You wander around, you don't know what you're going to get. We were singing in song circles, and we were doing loads of craft workshops, and the place itself is so beautiful and inspiring as well. We just had the best time ever.
I'm so pleased to hear that. Very proud of it ourselves. So it's really good when other people do it, because you think, is it just me? Am I just biased?
It's not just you.
Now, but since then, I mean, you've been going from strength to strength anyway, full stop. But this year seems to have been a kind of mega year for you. And so you've just released your EP last week, another EP last week. But just take us back to winning the Christian Raphael Prize, which gets announced kind of late on the last sort of few hours of the Folk Festival on the Sunday. How did that feel, and what's it meant to you?
It was so overwhelming. It was a really gorgeous moment because, as I said, we'd already had such a magical weekend at Cambridge, and we loved our set so much we almost forgot that we were kind of, I guess, being watched by the judges, because we were told shortly before that we were finalists. And the prize itself is a really gorgeous thing. We've had, like many other artists, like a fantastic year. We've grown loads, and but still, it's really tough to be an independent musician right now. And having that kind of support from Vicky and Christian is just for the prize, and the whole festival itself was really, really, really needed at that point, I think. And they do such an amazing job of helping artists at like an important point in their career. So yeah, it was a real joy to win that. It's kept us going, to be honest. We've been buzzing about it since it happened.
Oh, that's brilliant. And hopefully that means that you'll be back at the Folk Festival next year?
Yes, it does indeed. We can't wait.
And a bigger stage?
Yes, that's being discussed at the moment. But yes, we won't be in our lovely Den next year. But yes, we will be on one of the other stages. Yeah, we can't wait.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I would very much look forward to that. And hopefully you'll come and see us, of course, and have a little chat with us when you're there. But talk about, you've just released your new album and you're about to go on a big tour, aren't you?
We are. We're doing 9 dates in the UK. We're doing... we're starting in Bristol, then we have Leeds, Birmingham and Sheffield the first week of December. And then we have our first Cambridge headline at the Portland Arms on Monday 9th of December, which we're really excited about, to come back to Cambridge. And then we have London, Glasgow, Nottingham and Manchester on December the 14th. So yeah, it's a really nice Christmas run. We've made a winter feel to the tour. So we've got a bit of winter theme from Dusk Till Dawn, like the songs that match, I guess, those times of the night for us, and take people on a bit of a wintry journey when you feel like you're maybe snowed in at this gig, and there's some Christmas, original Christmas songs we've written for the show.
Oh,
as well.
Wow. Oh, that's exciting, so, isn't it? I think you can get too much cheese at Christmas, and you have to be careful, you walk around the shops and everything's full of it, but it's so lovely to kind of hunker down and hear some beautiful harmonies and some beautiful songs that will mean a lot more than some of the kind of Christmassy stuff, I believe.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, we have the cheese test, which we use in the band. It's got to pass the cheese test or it's not going in. But they are two original winter songs, not Christmas songs. So they're kind of for the season rather than for like, you know, like Christmassy, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're about like the frost and like the wonderful things that nature does, like at winter time. Although I have to say, I'm not very friendly with winter at the moment because I had a really bad fall on the ice yesterday.
Oh no!
And my first thought was, oh my goodness, am I going to be able to play bass for the tour? Because I sing and play bass, but I think I'm going to be okay. I think I've maybe broken a small bone in my hand, but potentially not. So the show must go on, and I feel a bit better today. My bruises were on by Tuesday.
Wow! Have you got, you know, have you been to see somebody about it?
Yeah. Yes, it is most likely fine, but I was like, nothing's getting in the way of this winter tour. We've been looking forward to it for so long. So I think winter has been kind to me, despite my bad luck.
Well, yeah, now you've just got to be super careful. You have to wrap you up and make sure you're not going anywhere near any ice. I mean, even just walking across the car park this morning, it was so icy, and you can't see all the ice, of course. So you do that one fall, and then everything changes. Somebody I know yesterday said that they'd fallen, and they were now in a knee brace and crutches, and they said that's December wiped out, and you're like, hang on, this is too dangerous. So you be very careful. Can you, well, it's your hand, so that is very bad if you're playing bass.
Yeah, it's fine. It feels a bit better today, and to be honest, like the playing the bass was a bit of an accident for me anyway, because we really wanted to have an all-female band, because we don't often see bands with like totally female lineups. Mm-hmm. So maybe we see like female singers, maybe a couple of players, but for drums and bass we'd always see men doing it, and they do. We have so many amazing friends who are like male musicians, and they're incredible, and we really wanted them to be a part of the band, but we just wanted to hold out for a bit longer. This was like 3.5-4 years ago when we were wanting to start the band, so we put a call out and we basically had very few responses for female bass players and female drummers. So we were kind of going a bit, you know, we did a few auditions here and there, people who weren't really able to commit or maybe didn't want to be part of a band. There's only genuinely a handful of people for both positions. And we were lucky enough to find our amazing drummer, Sophie, who's just fantastic. So thank God for her. But we could not find a female bassist. So I was like, well, I'm just going to have to learn it then. But it's been joy. I've loved it, because like being like, we're three vocalists, three harmonies, but you know, a lot of the time you're singing the lead tune and singing the tune and doing the bass at the same time has been very good for my brain.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, keep yourself active. That's definitely making your brain work, isn't it?
Exactly. But I'm just so glad that we were able to find a female drummer and not a female bassist, because if we hadn't found a female drummer, I would not have been able to pick up the drums. No way.
that could be. Yeah, you'd have been improvising in some other way, I'm sure.
Yeah, Sophie does such an amazing job. I never would have been able to match her. She's got her own fan club going and everything. So
well, there you go. I'm glad that. You didn't have that pressure. Now, before we hear about the single we're going to play, which is Cynical, is this on your latest EP?
It is, yes. Both of them are, Water, which you just heard, and Cynical. The EP is called Honey Love, and there's loads of reasons for that. It's, you know, honey, George's mum is a beekeeper and she harvests honey, which is amazing. And she's such an amazing woman. She keeps her bees in Edinburgh in Scotland. And that's so interesting hearing her talk about that. And obviously our Manchester, I'm obviously from West of Ireland. We're from all over the place, to be honest, but we all met in Manchester, and which has such connections to the Manchester bee, and also just like all the sticky sweet feelings and sometimes like the over sugariness, I guess, you get with honey sometimes. It's kind of all ties in nicely to the songs that we were writing at that point. And we've got a song on there which is about grief, a song about losing your way, and Cynical is a song that I wrote definitely on one of my more cynical days. Mm-hmm. When like after like the year or two after lockdown, when all of like my friends' relationships seemed to be like falling apart, people were breaking up all over the place, because you know, you realize you want different things. A lot of people came out of lockdown and realized they wanted to go a different way in life, maybe a different career. For a lot of my friends in their like mid-20s, they just wanted to go live somewhere else, live in a different part of the world. And there was a few conversations that I had with friends of mine whose relationships had ended, who, you know, I was so shocked to hear these relationships that I thought were solid and will last forever. And a couple of them just said they were, you know, they're cynical by nature, but that they always knew it would happen this way. Uh-huh. And they always knew that that this person would I guess leave them eventually for the bright lights of the city or somewhere else, or they may maybe just like a part of their lives that they knew wouldn't last. So I wrote it about that after a long phone call with one of my friends. And it's good to speak to your inner cynic sometimes, because we've all got one, but it was definitely a point in time where my inner cynic kind of had a lot to say, I guess.
That sounds yeah. amazing. Well, we'll hear that in a moment. Just remind people, I want to ask you, do you write all the songs, or is it mixed between you?
Yeah, it's a mixture. It's mostly me and Georgia, the guitarist. We started the band, and we write most of the songs together, but there's the odd one that we've written all together, or songs that kind of come out in rehearsals and change form a bit. But it is, various points, mostly of Georgia and I's lives, or ways that they intersect. And it's a lovely process writing songs together.
Fantastic.
The different ways of going about it, but it works in the end.
That's wonderful. I love how it's kind of morphs kind of just as things grow, like organically, doesn't it, really? I guess you start off with an idea and working with the rest of your band, you kind of probably find a little ways of doing things slightly differently, or it comes out not how you maybe imagine it in your head.
Yeah, definitely. And also adding harmonies, because every song is three-part harmony. There's no lead singer, and that really changes things in terms of like the color of the song and the shape of the song. It sounds so different. So we've kind of got a deep bluifying process where, you know, I'll write a song and Georgia will deep bluify it because she makes our demos and does the instrumentation. Mm-hmm. And then it really, really can change. And songs that we maybe write and then pass to the other one for writing another verse, and they change shape as well. The meaning is kind of has already changed. But we love hearing when people come to gigs. We're so excited for the tour because we get to hear how these songs have been soundtracking people's lives, and the way the deep blue songs kind of they mean different things to different people. We've had so many times where somebody's taken a completely different meaning out of the song, and has where a bunch of people just thought it was something completely different, and it means, you know, just as much that as what we thought we were writing it about, you know.
Certainly. Yeah, I think that's a really good point to make, that, you know, people can take what they want from it. You may have had an intention of writing it, but doesn't mean that it can really take off on its own for somebody else, but that is equally as important, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I, that's the beautiful thing about songwriting. I mean, I'm a word girl. I love words so much. I love lyrics. I do a lot of songwriting for other artists as well. And I get really, really excited when someone has taken a completely different meaning out of it. But you can do that with songs. The beauty of them, they can really, really connect sometimes. I found that at Cambridge Folk as well, because so many beautiful folk artists there who are, take you on just as much of an emotional journey if they don't say a word during the whole set, mm-hmm. or if they explain each song as they go along. And I think there's so many different styles of doing it. Some people are very open. I mean, we are big chatters, so we're quite open about what a lot of the songs are. And some of them are kind of quite painful to speak about. Mm-hmm. And that's lovely as well, to connect over a song when everyone is just attentive and listening. And we have gorgeous audiences.
Yeah, well, time is running out. And as you say, you like chat and so do I. It's been absolute joy speaking to you, Niamh. And I really look forward to seeing you in at the Portland Arms on the 9th of December. How can people get tickets for that one?
You can get tickets on thedeepblueband.com or on our Instagram or Facebook, which is at thedeepblueband. But yeah, we'd love to see Cambridge turn up for that one. We can't wait.
That'd be brilliant. Well, take care, and I'm sure I will see you very soon. And good luck with the tour. Good luck with the new EP. See you soon. We're going to play out with Cynical.
Thanks, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.